This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, October 15th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering dedicated and comprehensive election coverage at nwavote.com and a political, business, and entertainment blog online at nwasource.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how one book can connect an entire region. This year, the One Book, One Community Project examines the book The Working Poor, Invisible in America. Plus, a new documentary about Fayetteville has its premiere later this week. And we'll have a question that might help you win the last two tickets we have for tomorrow night's Avett Brothers concert at the Amp. But first, Governor Mike Beebe continues to try to build support in the legislature for an expansion of Medicaid under the federal health care law. As officials are preparing for a shortfall of up to $400 million by 2014, the governor says the expansion would help the state. In his weekly radio address, the governor notes it will require bipartisan support.
There must be political consensus on Medicaid expansion in the legislature. Otherwise, we could not appropriate and spend those federal funds. All of these potential sources of additional Medicaid support may not resolve the shortfall completely. In the current political climate, the only other viable step will be cuts in some programs. If it comes to that, we will work with the legislature to minimize the impact of any such cuts.
Meanwhile, in the Republican weekly address, State Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville says his party's key concern in next year's legislative session will be reducing taxes.
Our plan eliminates two brackets and raises the income level for the highest bracket. This gives all workers tax relief and simplifies our system. The result will be a dramatic 60% tax cut for low-income workers, a strong 35% tax break for middle-income working families, and a more modest 14% tax reduction for high-income workers and job creators.
Collins says it would also make the state more competitive in the region because he says the state has higher taxes compared with neighboring states. Collins is seeking re-election for House District 84 against Democratic challenger Adela Gray. Friday, Tyson Foods of Springdale announced the creation of a new auditing program to monitor the treatment of animals at livestock and poultry farms that supply the company. Tyson Foods president and CEO Donnie Smith says that the Farm Check program is a step the company is taking to give consumers assurance their food is being produced responsibly.
We think two important ways to do that are by, number one, conducting on-farm audits while, of course, also continuing, number two, to research ways to improve how farm animals are raised. See, we know that the farmers who supply us are the best in the world. And I think these audits are going to verify that. But if we do find problems, then we want to work with the farmer to fix those problems right away.
Smith says the company is interested in improving the quality of life of the animals it processes and that the Farm Check program will look at the well-being of the animals through their lifespans from breeding to harvest. Fayetteville residents will soon have another place to drop off recyclables in the city. City planning officials are advancing plans to construct a drop-off facility near Leverett Avenue, a corridor home to several apartment complexes without curbside recycling service. Don Marr is chief of staff with the Fayetteville City.
It's right there at the stoplight of the new trail crossing on North Street, so it's very conveniently located to many multifamily dwellings on Leverett and Gregg as well. It will have a wrought iron fence. There'll be containers for the various materials that we collect at that location. It will have manned hours, and we're still working out the details of what type of hours we will offer.
Marr says the city currently has about a 56% participation rate in the residential curbside recycling programs, and about 60% of people using the current drop-off facility on 15th Street are county residents. He says the goal of the new recycling facility is to get more residents to participate in recycling programs. Friday, the Arkansas Razorback soccer team dropped a 3-1 decision to number 9 in the country, Texas A&M, but Arkansas rebounded yesterday with a 1-0 defeat of Auburn in Fayetteville. the first win for Arkansas over Auburn since 2000. With all of its home games finished, the Razorbacks return to the road to finish the regular season, facing Missouri and Mississippi over the weekend and then LSU next week. The Arkansas men's cross-country team had a respectable finish Friday at the Wisconsin Adidas Invitational in Madison. The 19th-ranked Razorbacks placed three runners inside the top 20. The Razorbacks finished the competition tied for fifth place with 17th-ranked Columbia and finished ahead of number 1-ranked Wisconsin, 5th-ranked Iona College, and number 10 Syracuse. The race was Arkansas's third and final of the regular season. The Razorbacks will defend their championship status in the SEC Cross-Country Championships October 26th at Percy Warner Park in Nashville. Weekend was also busy for the women's Razorback cross-country team. Number 11 Arkansas took the team title Saturday at the 24th annual Chili Pepper Festival at Agri Park in Fayetteville. The team placed five runners in the top 20. The victory is the team's first at the event since 2006. Ranked number 1 in the South Central region, Arkansas will host the NCAA Regional November 9th at Agri Park. But first, they'll compete in the SEC Championships in Nashville later this month. And finally, the University of Arkansas volleyball team ended the weekend with a three-set loss to Tennessee at Barnhill Arena yesterday afternoon. The loss drops the team's record to 14-6 overall, 5-4 in SEC play. The team will continue the conference season next weekend on the road at Kentucky and Mississippi State. Clear, lows in the mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, clear, highs in the lower to upper 70s. And for tomorrow night, clear in the evening, then partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain with lows in the upper 50s.